Carol King. She's the host of Michigan Matters. She's the columnist. She knows all, hears all, sees all when it comes to politics and business. How are you, Carol?
Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
Oh, fireworks I heard in Detroit were pretty awesome last night.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I have been to that numerous times. It was really spectacular, I have to say. It was the 53rd annual year of doing it. I'm told that they had 10,000 fireworks in it. It really was spectacular. It went on for about 23 minutes, and they did a really, really nice job. And the best thing of all, Mother Nature helped out. It was supposed to rain, if you recall. They were talking about even possibly severe weather, something hitting right about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. It did not happen. In fact, it turned out to be a beautiful evening, about 80 degrees, perfect. As far as that goes, it wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold, no rain. So, and there had to be, they said a million, and I believe it. It was really quite a wonderful event.
So a lot of hobnobbing going on. The governor was there.
Oh, yeah, the governor was there. He was there with his daughter and some other family members, and Bob Picano was there, and tons of people were there. It really was. Target has a variety of different events going on there. They had their rooftop party, and lots of people there, hundreds and hundreds, jam-packed. It really was standing room only. And it's nice to see people on a festive occasion where there's no talk of budget woes and cutbacks and that sort of stuff. Though there's little sidebar conversations, as you would expect. A lot of politics on that rooftop, just as there is at the Grand Hotel at Mackinac during the Chambers conference that goes on, where people are on the porch talking. So there are lots of sidebar conversations, but no official protest or laying out or beating abreast over what's going on here.
All right, well, I'll bring you down a little bit talking about cutbacks as Roy Roberts held a meeting talking about the cutbacks.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he did Pancakes and Politics with me last week. That was the Michigan Chronicle, their fourth and final event of the year. Talked about the budget and what was ahead. And he's advocating a 10% pay cut for workers, reducing class size, and selling, having a sale of a $200 million in bonds to try to trim the deficit from $327 million down to $127 million. So last night, while we were at the fireworks, he was having a community meeting at Renaissance High School, where I was not at, but I'm told about 150 people were there. Got a little outspoken, as DPS community meetings tend to go, and people were challenging it. And there's more ahead as far as DPS goes with the cutbacks in workers and worker pay, and they just have got this. This is beyond, does not include the whole reform conversation that was announced last week. This is in and of itself its own situation, and then there's still much more to say about the reform, which was announced with Arnie Duncan in there via teleconference and Governor Snyder. So there's just, DPS is in a state of controlled mess. It's a broken system, as Roy Roberts told me in the Pancakes and Politics, which, if anyone's interested, will air as a Michigan Matters this Sunday at 11 a.m. on CBS. It'll be posted at cbsdetroit.com. But Roy Roberts, boy, he has his work cut out for him. He's been involved in turnarounds before and turning plants, auto plants. He worked for GM, did that with the Tarrytown, New York plant back in the day when he was still running that. And he's going to have his hands full, because I had a conversation with Keith Johnson, who told me they're ready to rumble over these things if they need to. They made negotiations, they had contracts that were reached during the emergency financial manager, expect the terms to be honored. Now, Roy Roberts, as EFM, technically can just go in and cut off the contracts, but he is trying to work within the system, and so there's a whole lot more to say, and it'll be a long, hot summer, as they say.
All right, Carol. Yesterday, we also talked about Bob Lutz and how he had some political aspirations as a former GM executive for many, many years. What's he up to now?
You know, he, in fact, just came out with a new book. He wrote about his experience at GM, and it's The Bean Counters versus the Car Guys, A Fight for Americans' Passion, and so forth. And he's doing that, giving speeches. And, in fact, he told me he was actually asked to take over Detroit Public Schools in 1997, and back when he was in transition from Ford to GM, or I can't remember exactly what the transition was, but he said they came to him. He thought about it for 2 seconds and said, "There's no way he could." He said he went, but he was in the Marines, and so that training prepared him for whatever he needed. But not running Detroit Public Schools, and he doesn't really know Roy Roberts, because I asked about that. But he wished him the best. But he thought that Rick Snyder was doing a heck of a good job. In fact, He really gave him really good marks because, if you recall, as we talked about yesterday, Bob Lutz seriously considered running for governor this past time and was sort of talked out of it, not talked out of it, but given the realities of what it means to run, how you have to run, what you have to give up, both financially and on your own time. And Bob Lutz said, I'm not doing that. So he worked on his book instead, took him 4 months, hand wrote it, and it's in bookstores now if people are interested.
All right, Carol, as we let you go, what are you working on now?
Well, right now, I'm trying to get the you know, when we do these pancakes in politics, we boil it down, finishing that up, and I'm still trying to figure out for this week my column for Sunday, but it'll be a surprise, I'll say that.
All right, Carol Kane from Michigan Matters. Thanks so much, Carol.
You take care, Donnie.